Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, how you guys doing tonight? This is Joseph coming to you guys live for Revolutionary Gospel News. I have a title up there talking about the counterfeit kingdom. But before I even start, I'm a writer, Arthur Joseph Smith. I have 3 books out, and if you ever want to support my ministry or you feel this show is too short, you can put email me about it, but go out and get my book. You want to support this show here, and it's The Revival of the Roman Empire, second edition. That's my first book. That is The Rise of the Antichrist, The Return of Christ. And my second book is called The Devil Workshop, The History of the Church and the Rise of the Occult. And the third book, my last but not least book, is called The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount. I hope everything is well for everybody tonight, a little later show than I normally have. And I'd like to thank you guys for all coming out. And I'd like to ask the Lord to please bless us with a good show, a show of revelation and not an interpretation. Too much misunderstanding in today's time. You know, a lot of people don't understand the Bible. And it's one of the most misunderstood books there is out there now. As well as, who is Jesus? Who really is Jesus? Okay. People kind of mix that up. And I'll start off with one scripture, and I'm going to go to another scripture. Is going to be actually John 5:43, to look at what Jesus was talking about when he came. We're talking about the counterfeit gospel. What are we seeing today? You know, we see the Pope. He's moving around, and he's come and telling people that we have the ability to fix our own problems without God. They're offering us, and you see from the little slideshow I have on all these different religions and all of that, and, you know, he's standing at the UN. And so what they're trying to do is bring about a kingdom. And so, you know, it's counterfeit gospel, contrary to what Christ was talking about. Okay. I'm going to start in the Gospel of John 7. The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 36. It says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Notice there's a key phrase there. He that believeth on me, as the people out there that believe in Jesus, but there's no biblical reference to what they're talking about, or they can't find what their views are on who Jesus is. You know, they have a personal opinion, but opinion is only an opinion. It's not a clear understanding of scriptures. And I'm going to go on to John just to kind of look at what Jesus was talking about. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 43. It said, "I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive." So Jesus was making reference when he came in. He's telling you, first of all, he has come in the authority of his Father. That's what he's really telling you. You come in his Father's name. You know, you have all these different religions out here today, and that's something that Christ was talking about. You know, and it's in chapter 24 of Matthew's. And he said, and there's verse 3, and it says, "And as he set up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. You see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow." Then he goes on to tell you, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. It shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And they shall be, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, in other words, the abundance of it, the love of many shall wax cold. In other words, the love of God. It says, but he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel, not a gospel, but this gospel or the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Okay, and reason why I'm reading that, because what you're looking at there is the condition of our world and what would happen prior to his coming. But what does that really mean? Because you see, you have the Pope out here try to organize everybody, bring everybody together, and, you know, in one world religion, one world government, that counterfeit kingdom. It's not the kingdom that Christ is talking about. But I like that passage of scripture because I was sitting up here and I was really thinking about that. And I realized something about that. He said he showed us the condition. He showed us the condition the world would be in before he come. But what was he really showing us? And I want for that to make that a clarification. Not it, like I said, I don't want to give you an opinion. I'm giving it not an interpretation, but a revelation, a clear understanding of the Word of God. Revelations 12. And we'll pick up in verse 7. And say, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was there a place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. In other words, adversary or slander. I was supposed to look at those words. The devil and Satan is like an adversary, and one's a slanderer, a liar, a deceiver. Therefore, that old serpent called the devil, Satan, okay, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the world, and his angel were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice from saying in heaven, now is come salvation, kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for that accuser of our brother is cast out, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the words of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore, listen to this, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows he has but a short time. So what you're seeing unfold on our planet now is the great wrath of Satan. This is not God's doing. This is a guy who, or an angel, an angelical creature, a cherubim, who rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden. He rebelled against God's authority and rule of law and government. Okay? So he ended up being cast out to heavens at a certain time. And really, that's not hard to pick what time they're talking about. But we know by the condition of the earth and the heat our planet is now feeling, you know, all the friction and all the troubles we've seen, and this looks like evil is on a rampage. But that is a world under Satan's influence. See, that's why I say I like those scriptures, because it's really showing you his wrath, his anger. It shows you this is the world under his influence. This is Satan's doing, and it's not God's doing. Okay, and it tells you a time when his king, when he was actually kicked out. You know, it lets you know when he was no longer in the heavens. And I want to pick up on the scripture because I'm going to use a scripture. You can keep your hands in Revelation because I'm coming right back to that. But before I go any farther, I want to show you something. Because a lot of people talk about that we have always heard of the kingdom of God coming and when did it come. And they don't realize the first birth of the kingdom has already taken place. You know, it has to do with the true born-again experience. Okay, it says, when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh without with succumbing not with observance. Neither shall thou say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So the kingdom of God came, okay, and that's when you go back to Revelation and you begin to look. You realize it's telling you something here. On the day of Pentecost, first of all, because we're dealing with, you got to look at the true born-again experience, not this religious thing that we see out here today, all these different religions. And the Bible teaches, which is in Jeremiah 32, in verse 39, it says, and I will give them one way, okay, one heart, I mean one mind, one way, that they may fear me, okay, forever, for the good of them, and of them that the for good of them and their and of their children after them. Then you have, which is Ephesians 4. So everybody out here saying you feeling like you can believe any old way you want, but the Bible has only given us one way to believe, one way to be saved. Then give us multiple routes to make it into the kingdom of God. Okay. And this is going to be Ephesians 4, verses 3, okay, starting at verse 3. You see, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who's above all and through all. And in you all. So what is the problem with all these different multiple ways? You know, you see all these people out here. There's Baptist, there's Catholic, there's Methodist. And the Bible clearly stated there's one Spirit, there's one way. There's not multiple ways to God, okay? And I'm gonna come back to John. Hopefully I can remember this. I'm gonna go to John 8 and show you all this mass religious confusion. Matter of fact, I'm gonna read it, then I'm gonna go into what Jesus was talking about, being born of water and spirit, and how you enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, and this is the Gospel of John, and it's going to start at verse 44. When he was talking to these religious leaders, we can start at 42 because Jesus was telling them something. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. See, today, if you notice, people have a lack of Jesus. They're dismissing him in every way possible. So he said, I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself. So that's not God. God ain't going to send himself. Why do you not understand my speech? He says, because you cannot hear my words. He said, ye are of your father, the devil. In the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. In the bowl, he murdered who? He was the one in the garden who brought death upon the human family when Eve submitted to him and Adam submitted to Eve. She was deceived. Adam wasn't. So he was a murderer from the beginning. In the bow, not in truth. He didn't stay in the word of God or under God's authority because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So all these philosophies you guys see out here from Immanuel Kant, and this can go on in different names, whether it be for Muhammad himself, all he said a key thing. He is the very father of all falsehood. All false teaching, all false doctrine that you see. So you see the Pope going out. And why is this such a great thing? He can gather it in. Why is it? Because it's the mystery of iniquity. They have all the same father. When you look at the slideshow, you see the Jews, you see the Arab. You see all these guys standing there together. You see Hindus, you know, this unheard of and countless of different types of people going to these different religions. And you, I mean, from coming from different religions to meet the Pope. And you're wondering, you know, how can he do this? This must be a great man. No, he is not a great man. He is working under the influence of Satan. Let me show you how you can quickly spot a fake. 1 Timothy, still on the kingdom of God, a counterfeit gospel, because there's but one gospel. And so I showed you that he's the father of all these lies. That's why you have so many religions, because it's influenced by Satan. It says, and this is 1 Timothy chapter 4, says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. In other words, teachings influenced by devils, by fallen angels, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with an hot iron. Look at this. Tell me who these religions are. Forbidden to marry. No, the Catholics cannot marry. And commanded to abstain from meat. That deals with the Muslim as well as the Jew, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So here you see these practices where he said these are doctrines, teachings of devils. You know, these things are inspired by these fallen angels that are down here with us. And so you see, then they have some who are apostated from truth. It's left. And the devil knows he has but a short time. So you see how the world looks under his influence, and then he's influencing these guys, like say he's defeated, like they're going to be able to fix this world when he came to tell you of a better plan. And this is Mark 1, and I'm going to pick up Mark 1, pick up on the 14th verse. It says, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. What is this gospel, the kingdom of God? He's talking about God's theocracy, but what is it? How do you get into this? How do you take part of this? Saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Believe what he's saying. Don't believe some interpretation, but what is written? What does the scripture say? How do you take part of this according to the word of God, not according to a religious theory, which you see going on now before the world, this great scene of this counterfeit gospel that they're preaching. All these religions are coming together because they have all the same father, the devil. Okay? Now, notice this. I want to use this scripture, and I'm going to go on. And this is 1 Mark, once again. And look at this. This is verse 24. And notice where this person was at. Verse 23. It says, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, he's sitting up in the church, or the building, saying, let us alone, what we have to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? Because he knows. He's wondering, is this our time now? I know thee and who thou art, the Holy One of Israel. And Jesus rebuked him and saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. So the devil knows he has but a short time. So when you're looking at the things that are going on now, the tragedy, these angels know it as well as Satan. And they're gone crazy. They're going crazy. They're trying to destroy as many of us as possible, trying to feed us a counterfeit kingdom. You know, that's what that is, what you see the Pope and them doing. They're bringing about a counterfeit kingdom. It is not the kingdom of God. That's what they're doing out there. And when you see them all together and all these religious leaders together, all it is deception. You know, because first of all, I'm going to go to that because if I move past that, I'm going to get to what they're doing, and hopefully if time permit. If not, I'll do another show. Let's look at the Gospel of John because they're offering us a counterfeit kingdom. And notice what he said once again. This is the Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man is born of water. I wanted 3, I'm sorry. I jumped all the way down to 5. Let's go back. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He can't understand it. Your verse 5 gives you the formula, but yet it's not giving you the application. It's telling you what has to happen in your life. And Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So, first of all, the first part of the kingdom comes on the day of Pentecost. Okay? They're there with one accord. This is the true church. This is the first century church. All this other stuff you guys are seeing is no more than garbage at this point. It says, and when the day, and this is chapter 2 of Acts, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord in what? One place. They got one mindset and then one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And look at this. And they were all, what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God should be in you. So we're talking about a two-part kingdom. One spiritual, now the physical is coming. Okay, he says, we are all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them others, not some unknown language. Let's not get caught up in that. In other words, that the Spirit gave them the ability. And look at what, because you can see right here in the scriptures, don't let your mind carry you away. And they were all dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speaking in his own language, not some babbling tongue you see today, which clearly, if you go read in Isaiah, it calls it peep and mutter, and it calls it witchcraft. Wizards and witchcraft, okay? So that was not the tongue they heard. They could understand them. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, art not all these which speak it Galilean? How hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? So where is this unknown tongue that they come and talk about? That's evidence of the Holy Ghost. My scripture don't teach that. My scripture teach evidence of the Holy Ghost is a clear understanding. In other words, if you're speaking the anointing, it makes the word of God plain. It doesn't leave confusion. It doesn't leave room for confusion. You can actually understand and intelligently understand what you're hearing so to make the right decision for your life. It's like Jesus said, you have to be born of water and spirit. But what is the application of that? And we're going to go ahead and stop at 21 and move down from here to show you how to get in the kingdom of God and not this counterfeit mess you see out here today. That's Satan throwing a tantrum and rage and getting all these people falsely together. The counterfeit. Counterfeit kingdom, counterfeit gospel. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Notice that. It says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonder. Now, not a God, but a man, a virgin birth, someone who was created by God, spoken of in the beginning. His word became flesh. What he said, he brought it to pass. Among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself know. And go on, so him being delivered by determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, God already knew what was going to happen. You have taken by wicked hands and have crucified, you put him to death, whom God has risen up and having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holy of it. In other words, there was the miracle of the day. The man was dead. There is the power of God shown. He raised him back up from the dead. He didn't do nothing. He brought him back to life. And then it says, it goes on to verse 36. I'm going down to verse 36. He said, therefore, and this is Acts 2:36, therefore let all the house of Israel know it surely that God has made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, whom you have put to death, both Lord and Christ, supreme in authority, and the Spirit of truth for us, the Holy Ghost. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, in other words, they were convicted. Man and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, first thing. Turn away from what you think is right. Learn the way of God. You have it said in the Bible, except you receive this as a child, you ain't going to be able to enter in. In other words, you can't approach the gospel as you know. You got to be willing to learn. Okay, and be baptized, every one of you, there's the water. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of your sins, and bringing and stopping that growth in you, the growth of the devil, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So what do you have right here? According to Luke 24, he told them, see, not a counterfeit gospel, the true gospel. This is what's got to be heard in all the earth. Not you bringing me another name and talking about that's the name of God, none of that. Not this Muhammad and Allah, man, none of that either. Mormon ways, all of that. All these different religions, there's but one truth. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ, and this is Luke 24 and 46. That thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that what? Repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. See, this is what I'm talking about. Don't come out of Rome. This comes from Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. He says, behold, I set the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endured with power from on high. So this gospel, in his name beginning, is it among all nations. So this gospel has to be taken to all nations. So what is the Pope in them doing? And he talked about they should come in their own name. Him she shall receive. You know, all those who reject Jesus, who don't really know who he is and teach another Jesus, he lets you know. This is what the Pope doing. This is what they come to bring us. And this is Revelation 13:9. And I listen back over. You can always go back and rewind and listen to this show to pick up the scriptures and study them yourself. Revelations 13:11. And I beheld another beast come up. I know we're talking about the Antichrist come up out of. He's not. This is talking about the false prophet. I beheld your Pope Francis. I beheld another beast come up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, appearing to be a religious leader. And he spake as a dragon. He spoke as a devil, an adversary, a slanderer. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and cast and caused it the earth and them which dwelling therein to worship the Antichrist, the first beast whose deadly wounds were healed. And he do great wonders so that he make it fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast and that Antichrist, saying to them that dwell on the earth. So this is what he's doing, that they should make an image of the beast which had been wounded by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, the Antichrist, that the image of the beast should both speak. So we're looking for a robotic image at some point here. Both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast, the Antichrist, should be killed. And he calls both. Now here's the new economic system he's talking about. See, people look at the Bible and they don't have the spirit, so they don't really understand what it's telling them. He calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, said he that had the mark of the name of the beast, the name of the beast, the Antichrist, or the number. And it goes on to tell you, here's wisdom, let him that has an understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is, in other words, 666. But you read in verse 13, you'll see the process, and I'll probably deal with that. But this is what they're offering you people, a counterfeit kingdom. That's what they offer you. If you don't go do it right, I suggest you listen to the show and find out where somebody's truly being born again, really baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. But I'd like to thank you guys for coming out. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'll post my next show. I know I'll definitely have one on Saturday. Go out and help back me by getting my book, The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, Caliphate, Rise of Islam and Nation. It'll completely inform you of what I'm talking about, and it'll bring you up to speed as where you're at in time. I thank you guys for your time. And once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News, Arthur Joseph Smith. See you guys later.